Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, good morning and blessings of the day. Glory to God. Thank you for being here. I think you will never be the same after this room today. Praise God. Glory to God. Elisha, good to see you as always. And Pearl, thank you for being here. I changed the start time of this room slightly today to see how we can coordinate it around my wife's room that just ended. You know, so maybe we'll do it like this. And, you know, that gives me a chance to also attend the other room briefly. That room is only 15 minutes, you know, so after that, we'll come in this room and see what the Lord will do for us. Glory to God. Share the room, please. Share the room. Let's take a minute. Share the room. See anybody online that's in your circle of friends. Share the room. Take a minute to do that. God bless you. It's going to be a powerful room today. You know, so glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Disregard the posting that was in the room. I just deleted it. Some folks go to these rooms just randomly, you know, to post some things that do not relate to the room at all. I'm trying to sell one thing or the other. Just ignore that. I deleted that off the chat room. All right. Good morning. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, it is a beautiful day. And the Lord is good. And while you are up early this morning, let's be thankful to the Lord. I know for us in the U.S., it's early. For those in West Africa, you know, the day is already way into half of the day already. You know, so, but wherever we are, you know, whatever time zone we find ourselves, the Lord is always good to us. Praise God. Glory to God. So, let's get started. I'm pinging some people in. I'll take a minute. Elisha, I know you like to stay quietly in the lounge, but I'll send you an invite anyway. And we're going to pray and get started. I asked my wife to pray. I continue to ping in some people. Go ahead, honey, and just pray, and we'll get started. Glory to God. Let's praise the Lord for a beautiful day.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is a good thing to praise the Lord and to be in His presence. Good morning, everyone. Welcome again to the room. The Lord is good, and His mercies endure forever. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you again, O Lord, for another opportunity, Lord, to come in here, Lord, and just be in your presence and listen to your word and pray. Lord, thank you, Lord, this fire that is burning, let it ever be burning. Let it never quench in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for my husband, Pastor Yato. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in his life. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing, Lord. Let it increase upon him. Let it increase upon every one of us in this room. Lord, let their desire be towards you all the time. Lord, to pray, to worship you, and Lord, and to listen and to read your word. Father, let your word penetrate into our body, soul, and spirit this morning. Father, let it be a fire that keep burning in our hearts, O Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercies, Lord, that is ever present with us. Father, we give you glory and honor and majesty. Let it be ascribed unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed and I declare this room opened. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Good morning again and good afternoon, everyone. The Lord is certainly good to us as we get into this morning. You know, so our theme, we're going to start right away with our theme scripture for this prayer fire rooms, Leviticus chapter 6. We're going to go to that and read it before we get started. As a reminder, you know, of what we are doing here. Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. You know, by now, we should even know these verses in our hearts, as we read it every day. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereof the fat of the peace offerings. Oh my goodness. Wow. May the Lord grant to everyone an answer of peace today concerning everything that's in your heart, in the name of Jesus. And that fire ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never be put out. Now, it shall never be put out. Well, sometimes, you know, they say it shall never go out. Well, sometimes the fire goes out. In order to prevent the fire from going out, you got to put more wood upon it every morning. You got to fan it. You know, you got to keep the flame alive. You know, and if it goes out, you got to reignite it, rekindle it, and let it never go out. Let it constantly be burning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord bless everyone this morning as we get into this. You know, I've got some things to share that we're going to use for prayer this morning. I believe it's going to be powerful, you know, and let's just trust the Lord and see what he will do for us here this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to start at the very beginning this morning. The anointing of increase is going to be our prayer line this morning. That's going to be our line of prayer. However, before we do that, let's consider the scriptures and let's consider what God had to say on the subject. The very first thing we find out, Genesis 1:26, from the beginning, the Almighty God, he pronounced and conferred upon Adam and Eve the anointing of increase. That's right. You know, he put it right there upon them. The grace for increase, the anointing of increase, the mantle for increase, the blessing of increase was already upon them. He put it upon them right there. You know, he said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And listen, he said, and God blessed them. Our first words out of God's mouth to man, the very first words out of his mouth, he said, be fruitful. You know, that's increase. And multiply and replenish the earth. And of course, subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So we see that this is what God conferred upon man right from the beginning. Very first thing, be fruitful. Glory to God. And multiply. That's increase. Increase. Replenish the earth. Fill the earth. Don't be diminished, but increase. Don't be decreased, but multiply. This is the grace and the blessing that God conferred upon man right from the beginning. And the generation of his sons, the sons of God, supposed to carry this blessing. You know, as we know that Adam was created in his image. The Bible says, in the image of him, God created the man. And inside of the one man, he put both female and male. And so that commandment that he gave to the man was to the both of them, both female and male. Increase, multiply, be fruitful, and subdue the earth. You know, so every one of us that have come full circle from the land of sin back into the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have the same anointing of grace and increase and conferment that God conferred upon Adam from the beginning. And in Adam, it was both Adam and Eve at the time, because he made them both male and female. Wow. This blessing was lost, as we know, through sin. But God would restore it again through the covenant that he would have with Abraham. You know, he would bring back this blessing. Many people did not really walk in that blessing. Of course, they increased naturally, but they did not increase in the knowledge and the grace of God. They did not increase in their walk and their relationship with God. But God wants us to have all of that. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 18. He said to Abraham, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Well, there were no nations even at that time. You know, there was no nations. But let me back up to a couple of verses there so that we will see, what the Lord is saying. Let me read it at verse 13. Let me read from verse 13. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by the horns. It's the story of Abraham and Isaac when God tried him to say, go, you know, lay this child upon the altar and so forth, sacrifice him. Of course, he obeyed the voice of the angel of the Lord, and just as he was about to do it, the Lord called upon out to him and said, lay not your hand on the lad. Don't do him any harm. You know, now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, even thine only son, from me. And so God provided a lamb instead. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is till this day. And this is the reason why people say Jehovah Jireh till this day. In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. The Lord has provided for himself a lamb. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing, hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. And in multiplying, that's the increase, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Wow. And you know, the Bible referring to this same thing in Hebrews 6 says that, look, when God wanted to make an oath, you know, to Abraham, he looked, because usually when you make an oath, you have to swear by somebody greater. So God also, you know, looking to swear by somebody greater, he tried, but he could not find anybody greater, because there is nobody greater. So he swore by himself, you know, and he said, in multiplying, surely in blessing will I bless you, and in multiplying will I multiply you. Now that's the anointing of increase right there. Genesis chapter 26 and verse 4. Let's look at all the places where God commanded this blessing. And he said in verse 4 of 26, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give unto thy seed all these countries. Wow. All of these countries will I give unto thy seed, and I will cause thy seed to multiply. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. Blessings that God began to bring because he obeyed his voice. And God said it continuously, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So we see that there is something behind this anointing of increase. It's called obedience, obeying my voice. Let's look at Genesis 28 and look at verses 14 and 15. And see the blessings, and God continued to confer them repeatedly. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread. See, that's right. You're going to increase abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and the south. And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Glory to God. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Oh, my goodness. You know, did he get an assurance? The Lord put that signature right behind that pronunciation, that until all that I have proposed in my heart and have spoken to you about be fulfilled, I will not leave you. You will fulfill everything. So as we enter into his promises this morning, you know, let's take a look at how Hebrews talks about the same thing. In Hebrews chapter 6, we're going to read verses 13 and 16. And we see that God confirmed the word then, but he reminded us here how he did it. He said, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater. Remember, he said that in the places we read. He could not swear by any greater. So he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee, multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after that, Abraham had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them the end of all strife. So God also, willing the more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, he confirmed it by an oath. Glory to God. That by two immutable things, you know, two things that cannot be disannulled, that cannot be changed, in the which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, which had fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope that is set before us. My goodness. Glory to God. Wow. There's a lot of blessing packed into the pronunciation that God gave to Adam, which through disobedience was lost, which was restored unto Abraham due to his obedience. Now, I want to bring something out here. Disobedience in Adam brought a loss, caused a loss of this promise of increase. The obedience in Abraham brought a return of the same blessings. It says, because you have obeyed my voice, surely blessing I will bless you. It's the same blessing conferred upon Adam in the first place. My goodness. Now let's take a look at what Christ did for us. We've seen Adam, how he lost it. We've seen how God reconferred that same thing upon Abraham. Now let's see how Christ brought it all back and put it all together. And we now have the same blessing in Christ. Take a look at Galatians, you know, chapter 3. We'll read from verse 15. It says, look, according to the manner of men, even a man's covenant, once it is confirmed, no man can disannul it. Well, and then God, by two immutable things, surely blessing and surely multiplying, you know, you can't disannul it. You can't disannul it. You can't add from to it or take away from it. Now, Galatians 3 and 16. Now to Abraham and his seed, where the promise is made, not to seeds as to many, but as of one, and to thy seed. That wasn't Isaac. To thy seed, which is Christ. And so this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which came 430 years after, cannot disannul. Remember, by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, blessing and multiplying. The promise of God was established in Abraham way before the law. God called it to his seed, and he said it's already there. The law cannot remove it. The law cannot disannul it. Glory to God. You know, and you know, God also, you know, promised some things to Abraham that he, you know, he didn't quite understand all of these things at the time. You know, he didn't understand it, but God began to bring it to his attention. God spoke to him in Genesis 13. You know, he didn't understand it all, but we saw that, and God blessed him. He was rich. He had cattle. He had all of these things. But beyond that, God made a promise that will endure in Abraham's seed, which is Christ, throughout the generations. Now, God repeated some blessings to Isaac. Genesis 25. You know, some of the things that Adam lost, God began to bring them back. You know, and Abraham also, Bible says in Genesis 25 and verse 5, he gave all that he had unto Isaac. Wow. I mean, he actually didn't hold anything back. He conferred unto Isaac all that he had. All that he had, he conferred unto Isaac. Let's look at the next chapter real quick and see this blessing begin to grow in Isaac. As you know, Genesis 26 and verse 12. And Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an increase. That's right. Because the blessing was conferred upon him. And hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. Now, this wasn't a get-rich-quick program. You know, but it took him 1 year. That was a season for him to reap it. You know, it wasn't, oh, you know, people say today, sow into the anointing. What is that? What does that even mean? No. You know, these people, God blessed them already with the word. You know, and look at how Isaac proved it. It passed on to him from his father, and he went out and did something about it. He sowed in that land. He actually tilled the land. He did all these things for a whole year. He worked hard at it. You know, he watered the land. He did all of these things that you do when you farm. It takes a whole season. And then the increase came. There is a season to do something. And there is a season that the dew of heaven will fall upon it. And then there is a season, a due season. It's three seasons. And I'll be talking about that in one of these rooms coming up soon. There is the due season, D-O. And there is the due season, D-E-W. And then there is the due season, D-U-E, when the reaping comes. And God brings it all together. But you must do what you need to do in order for this to happen. Isaac did that, and God blessed him. Also, Jacob in Genesis chapter 30, you can see how God also began to pass these blessings down through the ages from one generation to another, and the blessing continues. You know, look at, there was an anointing of increase upon Jacob. Now, I'm getting into the serious part of this now. There was an anointing of increase upon Jacob. Even though Laban, you know, tried to rob him of his wages many times, you know, he tried everything. Every time they agreed on something, the man changed it around. I mean, first it was 7 years, you know, he tricked him, gave him the wrong woman, and then another 7 years. And then when it was time for him to go, no, he wouldn't let him go. He just continued all kinds of things. You know, trick him and say, look, you know, I mean, for 20 years, the man was there struggling. You know, so finally, this anointing is going to kick in. And Jacob is going to do one of the most incredible things in that Bible. If you have never considered the story, consider it again. You know, so the man said to him, appoint me thy wages and I will give it to you. That's Genesis chapter 30. This was Laban talking to Jacob, verse 28. And then Jacob answered and said, you know how I have served you, you know, and your cattle was with me, for I was little, you know, it was little which thou hast before I came. But there was an anointing upon Jacob to bring increase. First, it was in the hand of, it was into the life of Laban that the increase that was upon Jacob came. You know, the little that Laban had, he said, it has now increased to a multitude. And the Lord have blessed you since my coming. Wow, that's wonderful. You know, that's one of the prayers we're going to pray today. That not only will the Lord put this anointing of increase upon your life, anyone that you touch, anywhere that you are, things will begin to increase because the anointing is on you for increase. And he said, look, the little you had have become a multitude, you know. Now, but when shall I provide for my own? You know, so they are bargaining back and forth, you know, do this, you know, and so forth, you know, say, I will do this. You know, but, you know, Jacob knew that the man was, you know, his trickery. Jacob himself had some trickery inside him, but this man I tricked him many times. You know, so he said, look, here's what I'm going to do. Let me pass through thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle and the brown. You know, people didn't like, you know, they wanted cattle that was, you know, spotless, you know. It was all the same color. Didn't have brown and white and black and so forth, you know. So he said, look, I'm going to take all the spotted and all the speckled ones. That should be my hire. So it'll be easy for you to know if you find cattle among, you know, the stuff that doesn't have the colors that we agreed on. If you find the, you know, single color cattle, then you know I have stolen them. But if all the cattle that you find in my lot are speckled and, you know, all these things and so forth, then you know that this is mine. I haven't stolen it. And so Laban said, yeah, you know, that's good. You know, that it will be according to your word, we're going to do it. So Jacob went through, removed all the goats, ring straight, spotted, and, you know, speckled and all these things, and put them. And, you know, so they went, you know, and every one of them, you know, and all that, that had all these different colors and so forth, you know. So he gave them to the hand of his sons. And then they separated. He separated himself 3 days' journey, the Bible says. And Jacob began to feed the rest of Laban's flocks. He put his own over here. He went and did his job, taking care of Laban's flocks, you know. And I tell you something. Jacob, because of the anointing of increase that was upon him, he's going to do one of the most incredible things that I have seen in that Bible. He's going to take, you know, because he saw this in a revelation, right? Again, it is the inspiration of the Almighty that gave him this understanding. You know, he saw this in a dream, you know, so he's going to take a stick, make it look like, you know, spotted and grizzled, white and black and all of these things and so forth. And he is going to put the stick in front of all the cattle, you know, when they have conceived, so that they will conceive those colors and they will bring forth those colors. Right? Just think about that story. It's incredible. You know, it's incredible. I mean, how can you put a stick in front of cattle and make them bring the colors that you want because you put those colors upon that stick? My goodness. The anointing of increase was upon him. And he practically robbed all that Laban had because of all of the evil that Laban had done to him. He robbed him, but he robbed him legally. See, because they had agreed to it. They had agreed that, look, if you give me just the spotted and speckled and all that, that's all that's mine. Everything that's single color, solid color will be yours. And said, good. And so Jacob, by the anointing of increase, he caused all the cattle to bring forth the spotted and the speckled. Hallelujah. And everything became his. Now you talk about, you know, the inspiration of the Almighty. You talk about how God can put something in somebody's heart to bring increase. You say the inspiration of the Almighty? Absolutely. Job 32 and verse 8. One of my favorite scriptures. There is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. He said, look, it's not, doesn't come by age, doesn't come by, there's some things that come by age, but this one, this inspiration from the Almighty, is not by age. It's not by, you know, being aged, you know, and, you know, old man, because, you know, this young man, he waited for the old man to speak and they were saying rubbish. So he brought it out and said, look, it's not by how old you are. And it's not by how strong you are. It is the inspiration of the Almighty that gives you understanding in your heart. And God gave this inspiration to Jacob to get this increase. It was amazing. The anointing of increase was upon him. And the next thing you know, all the cattle finally became his because he made sure that those cattle were bringing forth the speckled and the ring straight and all the spotted and so forth. and none of them conceived, you know, single color. If they were a single color, they would have some white in it. If it was brown, it would have some white. It was, you know, supposed to be white, it would have some black. It was this and that. You know, it just wasn't solid color anymore. And every one of those cattle, when they begin to bring forth, they brought forth after the inspiration that God gave to Jacob. Now that is the anointing of increase. You know, if you can do that, do you have that kind of power? Can you cause cattle to bring forth the colors that you want? It is called the anointing of increase. And I'm going to be declaring some things in this room today. Look at Joseph. Remember, Jacob said that, look, Laban, you had very little when I came. You had nothing. But look at the multitude that have increased since I've been in your house. You know, there was a mantle of increase upon Jacob. And he brought it into the house of Laban, of course, tricked him for many years. But now he used that anointing for himself. Look at the story of Joseph, Genesis 39, verses 1 through 6. Same thing. You know, there was an anointing of increase upon Joseph. This anointing was such that, you know, everywhere he went, even when he was, you know, in slavery, you know, God was still blessing wherever he went. So I'm going to be praying that kind of prayer for you today. Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 through 6. Joseph was brought down to Egypt. Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, he bought him from the hands of the Ishmaelites. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now, he was prosperous. So there was something upon him. Joseph didn't have anything. So what do you mean by he being prosperous? What he had was the anointing of increase. He was a slave. What do you mean by prosperous? He had nothing. But he had something, which was everything. He had the anointing of increase upon him. And he had the mantle of grace. It was upon him. And nobody could shake it. Didn't matter what the enemy tried to do. You couldn't shake it because it was upon him. And so, you know, and when the master, his master, Potiphar, saw that the Lord was with him, you know, how do people see that the Lord is with you? How do they see that you are a prosperous man when you have nothing? Because the man began to see a little at a time, you know, things started to increase in his house. Since Joseph was there, I say, wow. You know, I mean, everything is now going to order. Things that were chaotic, you know, everything's falling in line. And, you know, and everything that Joseph is touching in the house is bringing increase and so forth. And the master observed him. And he said, look, there is something with this guy. There's something with this guy. So he made him ruler over his house. And he put all that he had into his hands. All that he had. And listen to verse 6. And it came to pass from time to time, you know, I mean, from the time that Potiphar had made Joseph overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. I mean, you can't say this any plainer. This is how the anointing of increase that's upon you transfers to somebody else. Even the... You might even be in business working for somebody else, you know, that because of you, that thing just prospers. You know, I don't know what it is, but it is, you know, I mean, I don't know whether the Lord did that for the company that I'm working in, but they, you know, since I joined the company, they have gone from, you know, I mean, 20,000 or less employees, it's now over 70,000. They have gone from nothing. It wasn't anything I did, but I believe the anointing was there. You know, they have gone from nothing. They were not even in, you know, Fortune 500 just 5 years ago. Now they are in Fortune 20. That means, you know, one of the greatest 20 companies. I mean, they were probably making, you know, maybe 25 million, you know, or something then. Now they are in trillions, you know. I don't know what it is, but look, you know, your being there just causes the thing to flourish. I mean, they're just, you know, going in leaps and bounds. You know, I'm not doing anything. I don't even have the hem of affairs. I'm not even the one that's doing anything. But I am there, and I pray that the company should be blessed, because if they are blessed, I'm blessed. Just like the Lord said, look, in the peace of the place where you are, then shall you have peace. You know, so I'm working there. You know, I pray that the company should be blessed, you know, because the more they are blessed, the more I'm blessed, you know. And all of a sudden, the next thing I know, they are acquiring different companies all over the place. And the thing is a conglomerate. Wow. Now, the Lord blessed the house of Potiphar, because of the grace that was upon Joseph. Now take a look. Think about that. If the Lord puts this anointing upon you, and I'm going to declare it for you today, not only will you be blessed, everywhere that you are will be blessed. It is called the anointing of increase. And I'll tell you some years, I'm going to give you a testimony. Some years ago, in 2012, I have the date, you know, January 29 or so, 2012. I taught this and preached this message at our local church here on the ground in Phoenix, Arizona. This was 10 years ago. One day I said, we're going to do the anointing of increase. And I asked everybody, you know, and I said, just bring $1. That's all. Don't give it to me, but present it, and I'm going to anoint it, you know. And everybody brought, and I said, look, be sure you bring it. So everybody brought $1 or this, whatever they had, just a little thing, you know. I didn't even want $10, just $1. And I said, but when we anoint this thing, because that's how the Lord showed it to me, don't spend it, just keep it. You know, so we, you know, after releasing the anointing of grace, prayed over this, you know, and anointed the instruments of blessing that they brought. So just bring an instrument, whatever you want. You know, just bring $1. And we anointed, I said, keep it. Don't put it in the offering. Don't spend this one. Just keep it for yourself and see what you're going to do. You know, somebody jumped out the next day. Not the next day, the next service, the weekly service. The next service, they came, and there was incredible testimonies. One person said, you know, and they owned their business, but the business wasn't, I mean, it was like, you know, they owned the business kind of, they were in kind of partnership, but they were being paid a salary, but there was some struggle there and so forth. And then they came and said, you know, during that week, from one Sunday to the next, and they gave you some testimony. After they received that anointing of increase, you know, they went and believed God for an increase. You know, the board called them, increased their salary $30,000 in 1 week. He didn't do anything different that he wasn't doing before. You know, it was just the anointing. You know, and, you know, when you catch the revelation, not everybody, it didn't happen to everybody. There were tremendous testimonies. You know, I have it on recording. Tremendous testimonies of incredible things. That was the one that I thought was most incredible. You know, you get a raise of $30,000 in 1 week. You know, wow. That's a lot. That was a whopping lot in 2012. Now listen, it's not about $30,000. It's not even about anything. It's about everything. Everything. Because he said, you know, come into my image, come into my likeness, and you will have dominion. You know, and I will make you, you know, to be prosperous. First thing he said, be fruitful and multiply. He put the anointing right down on Adam. Be fruitful and multiply. So if you want to multiply in anything, you know, as you are listening to this, we're going to pray in a little bit. You will pray. I will pray, but you will pray. You know, you can multiply in every area. You know, whether it's job, whether it's family. I mean, you know, somebody may be married and looking for children. This anointing of increase. My goodness. Remember, you know, he said it himself in Psalm 115. This is the promise that the Lord gave to, you know, to us. If you can latch onto it, it covers anything you want and everything that you want. Anything and everything. You know, it says, ye that fear in the Lord, trust in him, from verse 11 of Psalm 115. He is their help and their shield. He said, look, the Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. Well, he has already blessed you, because that's what the Bible says. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And, you know, in Christ Jesus, and giving us all things that pertain to life and godliness. You know, so, and he said, look, he will bless the house of Aaron. Put your name there. Put your family name there. He will bless, you know, them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord, listen to this, verse 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more. And I declare this thing over my children all the time. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. And this is the anointing of increase. And if you have that increase in you, you will never be diminished, but you will multiply and you will increase. Even you bring forth mighty holy seed upon the earth. They're going to be great. They will do great things in the Lord. Say, ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Wow. So today we're not going to be praying that the Lord should bless you with this and that. No. Well, I'm just going to be praying for that power for you to get increase. That's all you need. You don't need any, as the Bible says that Abraham gave Isaac everything, you know, everything. That means he had access to everything. Whether he claimed it or not, that's a different story, but he had access to everything. You know, so what God has already given, what I'm going to do today as we release it, we're going to quote some of these scriptures that the Lord has given us power, you know, power for you to increase. You know, we've already spoken about the promises that he gave, you know, the declaration. It's not even a promise. It was a declaration that he gave to Adam. It was to Abraham that he gave a promise. Restored it by a promise. He actually restored it by an oath. It was even stronger than a promise. You know, he swore it and said, surely blessing, I will bless you. And in multiplying, I will multiply you. So, the conferment that God conferred upon Adam that was lost through disobedience, the Lord restored it by an oath in Abraham through his obedience, because he did not withhold his son, even his only son Isaac, from the Lord when the Lord said, go and sacrifice him. And so here in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18, he said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. It's not exactly wealth that he gives you, but he gives you the power to get wealth. We have that anointing. It's upon you. It comes by inspiration. It's a mantle. It's already there. You know, I mean, things are just flourishing around you just by your influence, by you being there, by you understanding this grace. Things are just great. you know, around you. You know, there's flourishing, there's increase, never diminishing, but increase. Wow. Never diminishing, but increase. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, so are you ready for, you know, some incredible blessings here this morning? You know, to go and run with this and see what the Lord is going to do for you. Hallelujah. The Lord has promised it, and He will never fail. Now, I'm speaking this slowly today, so it will sink in. You know, usually when I preach, it's high energy and so forth. I'm taking it slow. It will sink in so that you will know assuredly what God has given you. And when we begin to pray in a moment, you are not going to turn loose, because this is what God has said. You know, God has said it, and He will give it to you. He has already given it. You just have to get in there and claim it. The Lord also said, look, you know, I will teach you how to profit. The book of Isaiah. You know, the Lord knows how to bring good things to them that fear Him. But these things that the Lord is bringing to you today, through this anointing of increase, it is something that when it rests upon you, it does incredible things. And let me read to you here a few promises before we begin to pray. Isaiah 58. Let's take a look at verses. I'm going to start here at perhaps verse 11 or so. Pull it up here. Isaiah 58. Let me start at verse 11. You know, he said, the Lord shall guide thee continually. He will satisfy thy soul in drought. You know, I mean, that's everybody else is in drought. Everybody else is crying about inflation and everything. But the Lord is just satisfying your bones, making your bones fat, making you like a watered garden, making you like a well of, you know, spring of water whose waters fail not, you know, because there's an anointing that's upon you, you know, and it's incredible. It even brings you peace. As an anointing that, you know, of increase, it brings you peace. It increases grace in your life. You know, when everything else is going upside down, just like the scripture says in Job, when everybody else says, well, you know, we are cast down, you will be saying there is a lifting up because of the anointing of increase that's upon you. You know, by the grace of God here in America, just as it is all over the world right now, people are feeling the effects of, you know, incredible inflation and all of these things and so forth. I don't even know it. It's just the same to me. It doesn't make it. I don't even feel it, you know, because there is an anointing of increase upon my life. You know, when things begin to deplete, God automatically replenish. It's great. I don't know how He does it, but I actually know how He does it. It's by the inspiration of the Almighty. That's how He does it. I remember a few years ago, you know, when I went back to do, went back to school to do my master's. This was many years ago, 2003, I think it was. I quit my job for 2.5 years or so, you know. And then as I was going in there, income wasn't coming in. But, you know, I put my mortgage. Of course, that was the only thing I had on debt. You know, I don't live a life of debt. By the grace of God, I'm debt free. But I still had the mortgage at that time. It was too big. It's too huge to pay it off all at once. And plus, it was a tax shelter. You know, so you hide under it. You know, so I put that thing, the mortgage, the monthly mortgage payment, I put it on auto pay in my bank. Money wasn't coming in. I put it on auto pay and it was huge. I think back then it was like, I don't know, maybe $2,600 a month or whatever that I was paying, but I didn't have it, but I put it on auto pay. Auto pay means, you know, you draft it from your bank every certain day of the month and just let it be paid. You know, I put it there, but that was an anointing of increase upon my life. You know, that whole time, even though I didn't have a job, I mean, how would you not have a job and put your mortgage on auto pay? You'd have to wait until you get the salary or some income to go pay the thing. But I put it on auto pay, you know, and that thing was paid every single month for all those, you know, and I had an extended, you know, it should have taken me only 2 years. It took me a little bit longer, you know, but God paid every penny of it all that whole time. It was just, I just had increase from everywhere, even though I wasn't working, you know. Yeah, I can't explain it to you, but it was there until this day. Of course, also God gave me the grace to pay off that mortgage. Today, I don't have a single debt in the world, but I continue to increase. You know why? Because the Lord has put the anointing of increase upon my life. You know, and I've been conferring this upon my kids. I want them to understand it and get it. Once you get it, it's incredible. I mean, you can do things like this Jacob man did. You can put, you know, just things together and things will be going to happen your way. Glory to God. My goodness. Now, enough about me. It was just a testimony. I didn't do it. The Lord did it for me. So it's not about me. It's about what the Lord did for me. Wow. So, what would you like the Lord to do for you? Well, we are going to, you know, I don't know if I finished reading that thing that I was trying to read. Isaiah 58, 11, you know, and so forth. And, you know, let me read also verse 14. When you delight yourself in the Lord, the Lord said, I will cause thee to ride upon your high places. Now, you will not be at the bottom. You will be upon your high places. The anointing of increase catapults you. Catapults you beyond your own understanding. Glory to God. The Lord is the one that gives you the power. You know, there is also a thing that's called the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. You know, God asked Job some of these questions. Can you lift up your voice into the treasures of snow? I mean, can you command? Where is wind? Who's the father of wind or the mother of the rain? I mean, can you command them to come and pour down upon you? Absolutely. You just have to understand the grace of God. You have to understand that it is God in you, not you yourself. It's God in you. And once he puts it upon you, it's there. And everyone will see it too. The Bible says, and the glory of the Lord shall be risen upon you, and all flesh shall see it together. Glory to God. So it's not, you know, the anointing of increase is not hidden. It is not to be bragged or to be boasted about, but it will manifest itself. Everything you do is just blessed, you know. And so there's a turning point today, on this October 8th, this very year. And I see that 8 is a number of new beginnings. So on this very day, there is something new that's coming upon you. And it's called the anointing of increase. You know, that also means, you know that even the way that God created this world, He even put that increase, He put that anointing of increase upon everything He created. It wasn't just Adam. He put it upon the earth, the seed. He said, let everything bring forth of its kind. That's the anointing of increase right there. He already said it. He put it there, let the cattle, let the thing, let the waters bring forth abundantly, this and that, and even the fruit of the tree, let it bring forth of its kind. He put the anointing right there. And so today, when we plant, seed in the ground, Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, the kingdom of heaven is like seed that a man planted in his ground. Mark chapter 4, that he doesn't know how it grows, night and day, but, the earth brings forth fruit of itself. But as soon as the fruit appears, immediately this man puts in the sickle. Well, there is an anointing even upon the earth. Sometimes the earths are, cursed. Sometimes there's different things, they just won't produce, but, that's just because of disobedience. If you have obedience in your life, even the things around you, even the trees, they will increase around you. The fields, they will increase around you. The work of your hands will increase around you. You don't always have to be, the owner of the business, but just you being there brings an increase. We've seen it in Jacob. We've seen it in Joseph. But then in your life, if you can bring increase to others, how much more you? Now, what I want to do now is declare and decree the anointing of increase in your life. And God is not a respecter of persons. If you can believe God, God will watch over. Remember what He said. He said, I am the Lord. Makes the liars, the tokens, frustrate the tokens of liars. Now, but in order for us to really cause this anointing of increase to flourish, first, we must frustrate the token of liars. We must frustrate it. We must turn that upside down. And then the Lord said, when I have done that, I also watch over the word of my servant to perform it. Listen to this in Isaiah 44, verse 24. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone and spreadeth of the earth by myself. He doesn't need any help. He did it all by himself. But occasionally he would remind the people so they don't forget that he did all these things. That frustrated the tokens of the liars. So first we got to frustrate the tokens of the liars. Make diviners mad. Turn back wise men backwards. Make their knowledge foolish. But then I go forward and confirm the word of my servant and perform the counsel of my messengers. Well, so, if I be a servant of the Lord, then he will confirm my word and he will perform it. Well, it's actually his word. It's just in my mouth. It's all it is. So the reason that God confirms the word is because it was his word to start with. And so the servants, they're just like a microphone. The Lord has said something and we just amplify it. He's already said it. These things that we said today wasn't my word. I didn't come up with it. It's already in the Bible. We just amplify it so that people can get revelation. And because it's his word, he will back it up. Glory to God. So, a few things we're going to do this morning. Frustrate the tokens of the liars. I've taught on that several times, but I'm not going to go too deep into that this morning. You know, but, you know, everything that is contrary to the grace of God, everything that is contrary to wholeness, wellness, and prosperity and health, you know, for you, is a talking of lies. You know, and they bunch themselves together to prevent you from flourishing even as God has promised. And I know that people always like to flourish. You know, I don't know why it is. You know, I mean, anytime you talk about flourish and blessing and prosperity, I mean, it resonates with people. Why? Because that's what God put into us from the beginning. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. He put it right there. You know, and when that's not happening, people always want to get back there. But you got to do it the right way. You got to understand that it is the Lord that giveth thee the power, you know, to have this anointing of increase in your life. And even your prayer life will increase. Your faith will increase. The giftings of God in your life will increase. The glories of God around you will increase. The fire of God in your life will increase. I mean, once you tap into this, you know, and it will just be increasing and not diminishing. That's what God wants us to do, is to increase and not diminish. Glory to God. Well, let me stop here and acknowledge everyone that's in the room before I begin to pray and declare for you the word of the Lord. You've heard it. You know, you have heard it. So, if you would like to come to the stage and declare along with me in just a minute, you know, so, you know, I'm sending you invites. And if you're not coming, then put it in the chat room. What the Lord is telling you here, what you are understanding, and how you are going to apply it for yourself, you know. So the Lord is absolutely amazing when he reveals things into your heart. If you can understand it, the word of God has been there from the beginning. It's just that we don't get it. So it's like an onion, right? When you peel, the more you peel, you peel, you peel, you know. So, you know, one day God will just peel something back and all of a sudden you have understanding. It's called the inspiration of the Lord. Something you didn't know. It was there the whole time. It wasn't anything new. It's new to you because you haven't experienced it. But then all of a sudden you, oh my goodness, you know, and then you begin to walk in that grace. And now that's wonder, you know, that's right. You know, so walk in the grace. This grace this morning, because the Lord said, arise and shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You know, let others see, you know, that you're shining. Glory to God. Why? To bring glory to his name. And when people ask you and say, you know, why do you have so much peace when everything is all crazy around? Then you can put in a good word for the Lord. You know, and when people are wondering why, how everything else is going wrong everywhere else, and, you know, things just seem to be stable in your life, you can put in a good word for the Lord. Always remember, put in a good word for the Lord, because we are his ambassadors. We represent him. You know, we represent him. So, you know, when the great things and good things begin to happen in our life, we must be quick to point out that it is the goodness of the Lord. It's the goodness of the Lord. So come and pray with me this morning. Glory to God. You know, and I am going to pray and trust that the Lord is going to do something great in your life. You know, and Samantha and Mama and Eduardo and Aisha, God bless you. Esosa and Alabasta and Sabrina, God bless you all. Of course, Femi, Anne, Grace, and Elisha, God bless you. Pearl, Lady Ebu, and myself that are on stage, we're going to pray. First, I declare and decree, and I want you to open your mouth and declare and decree for yourself. You know, that remember, Lamentation 3 and 37 is very key in anything that we are declaring and believing. Lamentation 3 and 37 says, who is it that saith anything and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? So you can't just be praying anything, you know, that you want. I mean, some people just want to command and do things. They don't even understand the basis for that. It's not going to work. First of all, you got to understand the word of God. You got to understand his promises. You got to find a promise for what you are declaring. And when you find what he has said, then you say what he has said. We are not just making things up. We can't just come out and be declaring stuff and think it's going to work. It's not going to work. Read it again in Lamentation 3 and 37. Who is it that saith anything and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? So you can't make it happen if the Lord has not commanded it. But when the Lord has commanded it, when the Lord has put it upon you already, and you say the same thing that the Lord has already said, you are only enforcing what God has already said. And that makes it happen quicker. You know, so every time I do this declaration of faith rooms and so forth, I tell people, don't just be declaring things anyhow that God has not promised. Take your time to find what God has promised. And then you declare it. You speak what he has already said. Now, God is not bound just to do anything we say, but he's bound to do what he already said. So when I say what he already said, you know, then it's a done deal. You know, I don't need to worry how he's going to do it because he already said he was going to do it. You know, I'm just echoing what he already said. You know, just echo it exactly what he has already said. Don't interpret it. Just amplify it. Broadcast it. Be a microphone. Don't be an interpreter on the stage. You know, an interpreter may interpret it correctly or not. And confuse the people sometimes. But just be a microphone. What God's already said, say the same thing. No changes. He already said it. And that's what he said. And that's what we will enjoy. We will thrive in the beauties and glory of God. So, let me pray over the room right now. The first thing I want to do is I want you, even though you are in the listening audience, I want you, wherever you are, lift up your hand and praise the Lord. There's always a blessing and a beauty about lifting up our hands, you know, and praising the Lord. It's like, Lord, carry me. You know how those little children, when they want to be carried, they'll come around the parents and lift their hands up because they want to be carried. So when you lift your hands up, you're saying, Lord, carry me. Glory. Carry me, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's able to carry you and then some. Not only will he carry you, you know, he will put your feet on solid ground. He'll pull you out of the miry clay. He'll put you on solid ground. He'll put his grace and his hand upon you, and your life will begin to produce. Jesus said in John chapter 15, every branch in me that is not producing, does not have increase in their lives, you know, will eventually be cut off. They will wither away and will be cast away. Wow. But every branch in me that is producing, you must be producing. My Father will prune it and give it the ability to produce even more. For he that hath shall be given even more. But he that hath not, even that which they seem to have or the opportunity will be taken away from them. That's exactly right. Taught throughout the scriptures in the parables. You know, so produce. God wants us to be fruitful. Fruitful in every aspect. Fruitful in your body. You know, you will not be barren if you're pregnant. I mean, if you're married and, you know, looking for a baby, you will not be barren. You know, if you are in business, your business will not be barren. If you are, whatever it is, you know, your life will not be barren. Even in spiritual things, you will have increase. And we must have increase. We can't be the same we were. If you're the same that you always were, and there's nothing, no increase, then you're just not producing. You must increase. When we plant seed, we expect an increase. We expect a harvest. The Lord has sown this word. You're not the one that's sowing. Don't sow anything. I'm not asking anybody to sow anything to me. You won't even find a Cash App or anything like that in my profile. Go check it out. You won't see it there. Yeah. So I'm not asking anybody to sow anything to me. The Lord is the one that is sowing into you. I am the one that's sowing into you this morning. Putting this in your mind. You know, let this mind be in you. That the word of God today is for you. Take it and run with it and bring glory to God. You know, now this kind of message is not about you giving something so that you can be blessed. No. You know, there's no such thing. You know, people that say that to you try to make merchandise of you. You know, and I've often wondered if somebody says, well, you know, this teachers and pastors and prophets or whatever, you know, they'll try to tell you, well, you know, this is how you get blessed. You sow, you give this and you give that. And if they have a need, they'll come out and put pressure on you to do this and that. Well, you know, did you know that the Bible says that anybody that teaches something and they themselves don't do it, they will be the least in the kingdom. So I don't want to be the least in the kingdom. And some of these people will be the least in the kingdom. Because the things that they're trying to make people do, they themselves don't do it. If you truly believe that the way to get blessed is for you to give money to somebody, then why don't they give money to somebody so that they can be blessed? Give money to somebody. If you believe that, why come out and ask people for money? If you believe that, you know, by giving is how you bless, then you do it. And then let's see your needs being met. So this is not about that. It's not about that at all. In fact, I'll tell you this. You know, you have to read the story in Genesis 14. The encounter between Abraham and Melchizedek. You have to read it for yourself. But Melchizedek, wow. If you don't know who he is, check it out in Hebrews chapter 7. He will tell you what he was. Melchizedek, king of Salem, in Genesis 14 and verse 18. He brought forth bread and wine. You know, as a priest, he's going to do that. He was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed Abraham and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, who is possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand even this day. So first, Abraham was blessed, you know, and then Abraham turned around and gave him tithes of all. So actually, this is the first mention of tithes in the Bible. So it's a law of first mention. Even here, you see that first Abraham was blessed and then he gave. That's the order. It's not the other way around. You don't give in order to be blessed. You're already blessed. Then you give, and you give an abundance from your heart because of the blessing that already come. So I wanted to put out there in case somebody, you know, is trying to think that we're trying to collect any money here, or somebody may listen to this later and say, oh, you know, nothing to do with that. You know, You don't need to put a penny up, but you need to believe the word of God. Release it into your heart. Let it manifest in your life and begin to see it flourish. You know, the Bible says, freely you have received and freely give. And you can't give what you don't have. You know, so I'm trying to share what God has given me freely to you so it can be a blessing to you as well. And then you can share it to somebody else and let it be a blessing to them and so on and so forth. And a blessing can increase. So that's what it's all about. Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Thank you for the word that has gone forth. Your word will not return void. The word will always accomplish its purpose. It will prosper in the thing whereunto it is sent. It is sent this morning to bring a blessing into the lives of your people. The anointing of God into your life. And wherever you are, wherever you are this morning, lift up your hand and praise the Lord. And if you want the anointing, whatever it is that you want the anointing upon, take a step of faith and put it before the Lord this morning. If you want the anointing in your finances, you know, take some currency, put it before the Lord, and lay your hand upon it, and God will put the anointing. You want anointing in your person, you know, put your hand upon your belly, your stomach, your chest, your everywhere, whatever. There will be an increase of health, you know, increase in your life. You know, why? Because God is able to do it. You know, I mean, have you ever thought that God will give us, you know, like ask us to do something? I mean, tell us to ask him something that he cannot do. He's able to do it all. That's why I say, ask me, because he has the capacity to do it. He's not afraid of what you are going to ask. He has the capacity. But do you have the capacity to believe him, take his word? Do you believe this morning that God is able to put this anointing of increase upon you? Receive the anointing of increase upon your life this morning. I command the tokens of the liars be broken. You know, lies that told you that you cannot get ahead. You're always going to be this close, but always miss it. You get this close, but always miss it. Today, the anointing of increase brings you into a place where you will receive and receive and receive. And remember, you know, as you receive, you don't want to be a lake. You want to be a river. A lake is something that just comes in, but they don't give anything out. And the next thing you know, it becomes a stench. That water is not moving. And then, you know, it starts to breed all kinds of things. You know, nothing breeds in the river except things that have life. Dead things cannot breathe in the river because it's constantly moving. It's constantly flowing. And there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the house of God. This river is flowing today. Tap into it. Tap into this grace of this river. Bring in the anointing of increase into your life. I want you to put it into the chat room, what you want the Lord to do for you. Or come to the stage and declare it. You know, the scripture says, declare it. You know, put me in remembrance. Declare it again. That thou mightest be justified. You know, people, you got to declare it. You know, it is what you declare. That's what that's what God said to the children of Israel. He said, as you have spoken in my ears, so I will do unto you. So if you speak negative things, be careful now. But if you speak positive things in his ears, he said, so will I do unto you. You know, we covered this a few days ago. As you have spoken in my ears. What are you speaking in his ears today? Are you speaking in his ears that I have the anointing of increase? Anything I touch surely must be blessed. Do you have that anointing? You know, you have that anointing. Wow. Yes, I have the anointing. And anything I touch surely must be blessed. Anywhere I go, I got to leave a blessing behind. A blessing from the Lord. Now, let the Lord put his hand of blessing upon you. As you put your blessing, your hand of blessing upon the vehicle that you want the Lord to bless, the instrument that you want the Lord to bless in your life. You know, I bless you in the name of the Lord that you may, the Bible says you are called to be a blessing. You know, God blessed you so that you can be a blessing. God bless Abraham to be a blessing. God bless you to be a blessing. You know, are you the seed of Abraham through Christ? That's right. We're actually the seed of Christ. That's what the Bible says. Through thy seed, which is Christ. And everyone that is in Christ receive that same blessing. For Christ was made a curse for us and took away the ordinances, the handwritings. He broke the bands of the tokens of liars and all the things that are preventing you from coming into what God has for you. Why does God want to give you an increase? Why does God want to put this upon you? Well, it's not a matter that he wants to, because he already did. Because he did from the beginning. Be fruitful and multiply. That's the first words out of his mouth to man. And he never changed it. And we read many scriptures where he continued to confer the same blessing. Be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. That's called increase in everything that you do. Be fruitful. You cannot be in the same place every year. You know, you cannot. And Isaac sowed in the land. He reaped, you know, in the same year. Now, there's no quick, get rich quick overnight. It's not sow today, reap tomorrow, as some of these people tell you to make merchandise of you. No. Stay with the Lord. You know. And the Lord will make you increase. You look back after a year and you say, my goodness, you know, and you just notice that you're increasing all the time. It may not happen overnight, but every time you look back after the season has passed, you see that you have already increased. You're not the same place where you used to be. You are increased. You got more. You got greater faith. You got better anointing from the Lord, better understanding, you know, greater to do even greater works. And you see that even things in your hands are flourishing. You know, your finances are improving, you know, improving, of course, you know, you have to use wisdom there. But, you know, God is giving you this increase. Hallelujah. Now, I invite you to declare with me and say, Lord, I thank you for the anointing of increase that is upon my life. And I thank you because I will begin to walk in it. I begin to demonstrate it. The impact of it will be seen because the word of God has said that the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon me and all flesh shall see it together. I declare that I am walking in the grace of the Lord, and I declare that I'm walking in this anointing of increase. And wherever I go and whatever I do and wherever I am, there must be a blessing and an increase. The same God of Jacob, that caused the property of Laban to increase just because he was there. The same God of Joseph, that caused the house of Potiphar to increase just because he was there. The same God caused you to be a blessing wherever you are. First, a blessing to yourself, a blessing to your family, a blessing to your friends, to your community, to your, you know, where you work, where you serve, whatever. A blessing is upon you today. Now, who has despised the day of small things? You know, these are the eyes of the Lord. Don't despise and miss the day of your visitation. You say, well, you know, I mean, I don't have to yell and scream and everything before the word of God is confirmed. Just believe it and run with it, and it will change your life. This word, this blessing, and this increase have changed my life. And occasionally I have to remind myself of it. That I'm already called to be a blessing. I'm already a blessing. You know, the Lord's already put his blessing smack upon my life. So it cannot be otherwise. Hallelujah. The Lord said, look, What the Lord has blessed, no one can curse. There is no enchantment against Israel, no divination against Jacob. That which the Lord has blessed, no one can curse it. You are blessed already of the Lord, but you are called, you are blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. God bless everyone that's here this morning. You know, receive the word of God and bless the Lord. Glory to God. Bless the Lord this morning. Sister Pearl, I don't know how you got back down there, but I'm trying to bring you back up. Oh, there you are. And anyone else too. You know, I see you guys are there. Come on up and let's bless the Lord together. Let me see all the hands that are raised. Now, if you want a part of this, you want some of this, there's plenty to go around. Come to the stage. You gotta come up here and let's declare it together. You know, this anointing is going to come upon you today. Remember the testimony I gave, the one person that got a hold of this message, you know, and in 1 week, they received $30,000 increase. I'll give you another testimony too. Some years ago, I think it was 2006, you know, I went and visited Nigeria for some time and moved from place to place and, you know, spoke in various fellowships. And I got to this one place, you know, and one young man came, you know, and I called after ministering, I called the prayer line and I said, you know, I said, you want healing and deliverance and this kind of thing, you be over here. But you want an increase or a blessing or financial or the other side, be on this side. You know, I did something like that. And this young man came and he said, you know, that he was a entrepreneur trying to, he sold cars, but he hadn't made any sales in months, you know, and, you know, he just wasn't doing anything. And the thing was weighing heavy upon him, you know, and I said to him, and it was the anointing of increase too, you know, and I said to him, well, you know, and I don't remember exactly what I said to him, but anyway, you know, I said some things to him, you know, and I left. You know, and when I left the place, I went and to another city to continue ministering. And then my wife came and went to that other place where that young man that I had spoken to about his business. A week later, it was just a week later. And he was telling her how that in 1 week, he sold 13 cars. Or something like that. He hadn't sold anything for months and months and months. Well, you know, sometimes the anointing of the Lord is really present. And when people can latch onto it, you know, I've been in places, you know, people are struggling to, you know, have a baby or things like that. You know, the anointing of increase is there. And the Lord just increased them, you know. But it takes somebody to latch onto it. Why doesn't it happen every single time? Because of your unbelief. That's what the Bible says. Jesus said, you know, I mean, they said, why couldn't we do this, Lord? He said, because of your unbelief. You know, so if you believe the Lord, all things are possible to him that believes. Today, you can have a turnaround. You can come back in 1 week and give a testimony that will blow everybody's minds. You know, now don't go out and do some crazy thing just because you think the Lord's going to bless you. That's not your portion. He is the one that's going to do it. Don't worry about how he's going to do it. You know, people make blunders because they think that, you know, the Lord's going to bless them. You know, you still have to have wisdom and the Lord is going to give you inspiration in your spirit to give you understanding. But all you need today is to believe the Lord. Now, if you can believe the Lord, oh my goodness. Welcome back to the stage, Sister Pearl and Samantha. God bless you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to let you guys go first. Ani, are you there too? You know, not sure if she's there at the moment. But Sister Pearl, what's on your mind? Glory to God.
Good morning, everyone. I bless the Lord. Please forgive the background noise. I'm out taking a walk, so if you hear cards, if it gets too noisy, please just let me know and I'll mute the mic. I just want to thank God today for a wonderful week and bless God for this beautiful morning or evening, wherever you guys may be at, afternoon. I just want to decree and declare that God will give me favor wherever my feet tread upon in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will give me the financial increase in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will give me an increase in my health, that I will have better health in the mighty name of Jesus. My children will have better health in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will give me increase spiritually above all things, me and my children, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the plans of the enemy in my life regarding my finances, my health, anything that belongs to me or regarding me, I believe the plans of the enemy will be frustrated in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will create an outpouring of many, many souls, a revival to come to him in these last days in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's getting noisy, so I'm going to get off. That's all. God bless everybody.
Amen. God bless you too. And if there's more decrees you want to make, just post them in the chat room. And you got to declare it. And God will bless you. Amen. He has already blessed you. Just walk in his blessings. Praise God. And I want you to come and share your testimony of blessing too. You know, come and share, come and declare. Look, this is a free room. You know, I don't know sometimes why people don't want to come. I love to hear people come. You know, it's on, you know, in all of my rooms, you know, you're always welcome to be on stage. This is not the doctrine of the Nicolaitans where you separate them from one person from the other. You're free to come. Come and testify. Come and declare by your voice. Let others be blessed. I want to invite everyone that's in the room, you know, come and say something. And let's hear what the Lord is going to do through others, you know, I mean, through you for others this morning. So welcome, Sister Samantha. God bless you. What's on your mind?
God bless you all. Blessings to everyone. I'm just so grateful to be in this room right now, and I stand in agreement with everything, all the prayers said and the decrees today, and I'm just so grateful to God to continue my walk and my receiving of his wisdom and his blessings and his glory. And I'm just so grateful to be with you all today. And I'm everything that was said, I'm just completely in agreement. Every single thing Sister Pearl said, you said. So I stand in agreement, and that's it. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for all your miracles. And
amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
In relationship. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And let me release the anointing. God's already released it. I'm just his microphone. I'm just his microphone, repeater of what God's already said, you know, an amplifier of what he's already said. So upon you today is conferred, and upon you too, Sister Pearl, the anointing of increase. Now you go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. Go with this word And everywhere you go, remember, you can glance over your right shoulder, mercy will be there. You can glance over your left shoulder, goodness will be there. You know, it'll follow you because the anointing of increase is upon you. It was there before, you just didn't recognize it and you didn't walk in it. Now that you recognize it, walk in it and let the Lord continue to be a blessing. A blessing to you. Good morning. Well, actually, it's good afternoon for you, Brother Elisha. God bless you. You have the mic.
It's actually no, Brother Elisha. It's Anu. Good morning.
Anu, okay. Well, Anu is his wife, but you have the... How come you're not there by your, on your own avatar? I thought it was Elisha.
My phone sometimes does that. He's here as well, so it's fine.
Okay, so I thought it was him. Okay, good. Yeah. These are bosom friends of ours, Elisha and Anu. They live in Lagos, Nigeria. God bless you. You have the mic. Go ahead.
I'm so grateful to God to be here this afternoon, and I just want to thank him for the confirmation of his word. This meeting really has been a confirmation of the things he's been telling us, and I just want to declare and decree concerning my cousin Pinky that she's fruitful in the body, in the work, in her body. She has children, male and female. She's been married for several years, and as I speak, I know God has touched her, and she's fruitful. She will bring forth male and female children in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, I agree with all the prayers that's been made, that the anointing of increase is upon us all, is blessed, the work of our hands is established there. I declare and decree that the forces of the Gentiles, O God, will be converted unto us, O God, and the abundance of the seas. I decree and declare that we are rivers of blessings to millions and millions upon people upon the earth. I decree and declare increase in our spiritual life, growth all round in our physical bodies, in our spirits, in the works of our hand, all round blessings. I decree and declare all of this through Christ our Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know, there is an anointing upon you too, Sister Anu, for that prayer that you prayed, you know, for your cousin. Did you say cousin Binkley?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because the Lord blessed you along those lines too, right?
Yes.
You know, so yes. Yeah, you have the anointing and you can release it, you know. And that's the thing too, that, you know, I want to let people know. Whatever you have received from the Lord, you have the ability to confer it upon somebody else. It's that simple. But first of all, we cannot give what we don't have. But what you have, you can give. That's what Peter said. He said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give unto you. You know, so you have received, you know, I was thrilled to, Anu shared a testimony with us. Powerful testimony, you know, that she also received a blessing from the Lord along those lines, you know, before. And I know that because you have received, you have tasted, you have received. He said, look, that which we have handled, that which we have tasted of the word of life, that's what we declare unto you. I mean, it's not fables, you know, it's what we have. It's what we have received. You know, what I'm doing in this room is what I have received. You know, this thing has touched my life, transformed my life. You know, I'm putting it out there so it can help others. You know, so when you receive tremendous miracles from God, I want you to know that you already have the mantle of that same grace to put that grace upon somebody else. So your cousin Binkpe has received that miracle because you are a conduit of the same kind of miracle. God blessed you with a miracle when doctors said it was impossible, but he did it for you. You know, so, and you have now opened your mouth and, you know, said the same thing, conferred the same blessing on somebody else. God will back it up because you had it and you gave it. You know, so you can't give it if you don't have it. But you already have it because you've experienced, you've tasted, you've handled it of the grace of God. You've handled this increase in your life. and now you can put it on somebody else. And it's amazing, you know, and there are some of you also in the room today that are feeling like that, you know, but don't be shut up inside of you. Don't be a lake that, you know, you're just receiving. No, you got to pour out. You got to pour out whatever you have received from the Lord. You know, he said, look, I have received. Paul was writing in 1 Corinthians 11. He said, you know, I declare unto you that which I have also received of the Lord, that the same night in which the Lord, you know, died, he took bread and so forth. Whatever it is, you know, that which you have received from the Lord, you got to also give to somebody. You know, that's how it works. You know, so you are here in this room. You've been blessed all over the place. I mean, you go, you know, you've gone into these rooms. You've been blessed. You've gone, your life is blessed. You've got to declare it. You've got to share it so that others may be blessed. You know, Paul said to Timothy, he said, look, you know, the things I've told you, you know, give them to faithful men so that they can give to others as well. And so on and so forth. It's like a chain reaction. So when God blesses you, be assured that that blessing is for you, but not just for you. It is for you to also declare the same. Let others come into the same blessing because you are called to be a blessing. God bless you this morning. And honey, I see you're flashing your mic, so you're ready to speak. You go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank God for this messages, Lord, that you have listened to. Thank you for the word of God that is powerful. Yes, it's able to bring us even to this, to our realization of everything that we need. I declare and decree today that the lines are falling onto us in pleasant places. And I declare today that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I declare and decree that the Lord will force We forsake the tokens of liars. Yes, we frustrate it in the name of Jesus and divine us. Yes, those who divine evil things, the Lord will frustrate them in the name of Jesus. And I declare hell to our bones, to our navels in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus healing and multiplication. I declare that my daughter will have twins. I declare it. I'm not afraid to say it.
Amen.
Twins. I don't even want one now. Amen. Twins. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I declare because my Father in heaven is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he is my direct Father. Therefore, I can ask him anything and he will do it. So I have this confidence in him. I have so much confidence in him that anything I ask, through Christ Jesus, I receive in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, that the words that I speak will not fall to ground, but it will perform the things that I have spoken it. I declare that the Lord has put in my tongue the pen of a ready writer. That yes. Whatever I speak must come to pass. That even as I speak into his ears, so shall it do unto me and to my children. I declare blessing upon my children. I declare fulfillment upon my household, upon my husband. I declare the fullness of God, Lord, upon my household, upon my husband and my children. I declare upon this room that we are in, that everyone be blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare that decree in the name of Jesus, that the lines will fall in pleasant places on everyone that is listening to my voice right now, in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that the Lord will meet you on the point of your needs, that whatever you are asking God to do, he will do it even abundantly, more than you can ask or believe or ask for, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you will surprise everyone in this room. And we will have testimony. Yes, testimonies upon testimonies of the goodness of the Lord, because our faith.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So receive anything.
Yes.
So receive.
Yes.
The of the Lord. And be blessed. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For everyone that is listening. Your glory will multiply unto everyone. In Jesus' name, I
decree and I bless everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Akosh Kalaribo Sandalia. Thank you, Jesus. It's so powerful. Those blessings, I receive it. Sister Anne, I want you to come, and if you can speak, I want to say something that you may resonate with you. So if you can speak, you know, I'd like you to come to the stage. I was listening to a replay, Pastor Ike's room about 2 days ago, and I know you're always in that room moderating for him.
You're muted.
Just to confirm something that my wife said here this morning, Sister Anne, if you remember it and you are in a place where you can speak, I want you to come. But in that, this was about two nights ago, I was listening to the replay, and Pastor Ike said something that, you know, after his prayers and everything, he said, you know, I see somebody holding two babies. And I said, yes, that's my daughter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And my wife, she just declared the same thing this morning. She said, I'm not afraid to say it, and neither am I, you know. And we are trusting the Lord for our daughter, who was married 3 years or so ago. And we're trusting that babies, you know. And when Pastor Ike said, you know, I see somebody holding two babies, you know, I said, well, you know, looks like it was my wife holding those two babies for our daughter. Glory to God. So, honey, I agree with you on that declaration, you know, and the forces of darkness cannot prevail. Amen. The Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail. They're always trying to block something, but it cannot prevail. You know, no enchantment, no divination can work. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, you are blessed, and I have put my blessing upon you, and I will be a blessing to those even that bless you. And I will put a curse on those that even curse you. We don't want anybody to be cursed. You know, we want people to be blessed. You know, so I pray in the name of Jesus over this room. I declare it, actually, even more than pray. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, glory to God, there's a time for prayer and there's a time for declaration and for speaking. We pray to God. We speak to situations. Hallelujah. So, Lord, as we have spoken in your ears this morning, you know, you, Lord, you said, so will I do. Therefore, I turn around now and speak in the ears of the Lord concerning every mountain. Remember, you know, that the Lord said, as we kicked off this room a few days ago, you know, that on that day, the 10th month, the first day and all that, you know, the tops of the mountains were seen. So I declare, even beginning this month, that this anointing of increase will begin to bring things to pass in our lives in the name of Jesus. And you just look back and say, wow, when did that happen? You know, because the Lord is good. His word will sustain itself. The word of God doesn't need any helper. The only thing that you got to do is just re-declare the things that he already said. Just like the seed that is planted in the earth will grow of itself, and the earth will bring forth fruit. But first, it is the blade, and then the ear, and then the full corn. So it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but it will happen. You know, so as we believe the Lord, increase is coming, and whatever you've declared verbally today or written in the chat room, in the name of the Lord Jesus, so let it be. You know, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, when something is written or spoken, it cannot be disannulled. How much more the word of God? So it is spoken this morning, and so let it be. the Lord watch over that word, you know, in your life to perform it. Watch over that word. And he's, you know, look, the Lord has means to do that. He's got angels, myriads of them, ready to go into operation, you know, on your behalf, you know. And the Lord showed me this in his spirit one time. I saw a bunch of angels, some of them moving back and forth so fast, you know, and just active. They're just doing that, going like flash of lightning and so forth. And then there was another group. They were just folded their arms and they were bored. I mean, it's like they were bored, you know, just didn't have stuff to do. And I was wondering, why are these ones, you know, I thought they are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation, you know. And I was made to understand that these ones over here, you know, they are very active. They like it too. They don't like to be idle. They're active because, you know, those whom they serve are putting the word of God into operation, and those angels are going to carry them out. These other ones, you know, they are idle because nobody's commanding anything for them to do. You know, so we don't command the angels. We just speak the word of God. And Psalm 103:20 will give you that that understanding. He said, praise the Lord, ye angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. I mean, so these angels are there. They do God's commandments, not mine. But when I put voice to his word, it becomes a commandment. And those angels will carry it out. And we see even a story that God told us, you know, there are many hidden things in the Bible that gives us understanding. When you read the story and God gives you in between, you know, you read in between the lines, you know. So, you know, God gave us a story of how the Lord, you know, said, you know, who's going to go down to over here and cause, you know, Ahab to fall at Ramoth Gilead? You know, and one spirit came before the Lord and another came and said this and that and so on, you know. And then finally, one of them came and said, well, you know, let me go do it. And he said, well, how are you going to do it? He said, well, you know, I will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Well, that was a negative thing that the Lord showed. But by it, he also showed us that the Lord also has his counsel in the heavens. You know, he said, because I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and the host of heaven standing by his right hand and on his left hand. And the Lord said, who shall go and persuade Ahab that he might go and fall at Ramoth Gilead? I'm reading for 1 Kings 22. You know, one said after this manner, another said after this manner. And, you know, so finally one came and said, well, let me go do it. You know, so we see that, you know, that was something. But also it's the same thing. The Lord sits upon his throne and says, look, you know, who's going to go down there and go make sure, you know, my Samantha gets everything that she just declared. And, you know, I tell you what, you know, so the angels will jump up and say, yeah, I'll go do it. And Lord said, how are you going to do it? We said, well, I'm going to make sure I put things in operation. I'm going to line things up, you know, for them. I'm going to make the hills and the mountains to sing for her. I'm going to make the trees of the field to clap their hands. I'm going to put everything in order. And say, go, okay, go, fine. Go do it. Praise God. You know, so God has these emissaries, you know, they are there, you know, to do whatever, you know, that we can find in the word of God to believe and we can put voice to it, you know, because they hearken to the voice of his word. If you can put your voice to it, oh my goodness. And they are also called, you know, the eyes of the Lord. That's, you know, that's what they are called. You know, 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth. Well, God doesn't run to and fro to anything. He already knows everything that there is to know and then some. He doesn't need any new, can't gain any new knowledge. But these, you know, powers of God, these angelic beings, They are the ones that go and come back, like in the book of Zechariah. They go and come and return and report to the Lord and say, oh, you know, the earth is at rest. You know, say, all is well. All is well with my, you know, with your daughter Pearl. All is well with your daughter Ebon and her daughter. All is well for Samantha. All is well for Anu and Elisha. All is well for Anne. All is well for Grace. All is well for, you know, Mama. All is well for Eduardo. All is well for Aisha. All is well for Alexis, you know, and so on and so forth. All is well for Ify. You know, the angels of the Lord, they go back and forth and come and report to the Lord. Those are the eyes of the Lord. Yeah, God doesn't need to run to and fro anywhere. He knows it all. But he loves to give these angels things to do, you know, make them do something, feel useful and so on, you know. And but if you are busy believing the word of God and busy speaking his word and commanding, you know, by his word, you find that these angels, whether you see them or not, they're going into operation on your behalf and they are doing things. And the next thing you know, God, you know, things will just begin to spring up. You know, spring up because, you know, they've already lined things up. God said things. Yesterday we covered divine appointments. You know, there is a way that God set things in place, you know, and, you know, and even when you don't know it, God will put something into operation, you know, for you. And all you got to do is step out in faith, believe God. He's already commanded things that you don't even know about. God said to Elijah, I have commanded the widow woman to feed you. Elijah didn't know it until God said it. Even the widow woman herself didn't even know that God had said that. Didn't know she was going to play that role. But nevertheless, God had commanded it. And it will come to pass because God has commanded it. So today, let us go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. Isn't it beautiful to know that God has conferred upon us this mantle and this anointing of increase? And we want you to come back with your testimony. You know, as rapidly as things begin to open up, come back into these rooms and share so that others may be encouraged. It's not to boost anybody's ego, but it is so that others may be encouraged. And Jesus said, are there not 10 that were healed? How come only this one stranger returns to give glory to God? You know, so Jesus also wants us to come and give glory to God. Glory to God, though, not glory to some man. You know, glory to God. You know, come and share, you know, after that these things begin to spring forth into your life. And lastly, let me give you this scripture today.
Pastor Yatta, can I say something real quick, please?
Yes, go ahead, please.
So regarding what Mommy Ebu and you declared, I'm also regarding your daughter having a baby. I'm also believing with you for that. 3 years ago, I told her that I had a dream about her. And it wasn't, you know, I'm also believing for twins, but I know that I did have a dream of her holding a baby girl. And her husband was standing by. And from time to time, I remind her of the dream, you know, about once every 2 months. So I'm hyper believing with you for that declaration. And I will also continue to declare it whenever I see her.
Amen. Thank you, Pearl. Amen. That's why I love you so much. You know, Pearl is family to us, you know. So, you know, she doesn't have my last name, but she could very well have my last name. You're just family. I love you so much, Pearl. You know, so, you know, yes, it is a done deal. It's just a matter of time. And we are going to see it, you know. And I was going to give you this scripture in Job chapter 14. You know, I love it. You take this scripture. You know, no matter how things look at the moment, because of the anointing of increase, in this place, it's called a scent of water, but it's the same thing. You know, God has a way that he brings these things up, you know, and he said there is hope of a tree in Job chapter 14 and verse 7. if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and the tender branches thereof will not cease. Even though the root thereof waxed old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water there will be an increase in the thing that looked like it had died. It will bud again, and it will bring forth boughs like a plant. When there is an anointing of increase on your life, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, things will just be happening. Things will be springing up. Dead trees will come to life, you know, and dead seed in the womb will come to life. You know, dead seed, even from the man, will come to life. You know, all of these things will happen. We're conferring this anointing of increase upon people. And then in the marketplace, oh my goodness. Wow. You know, God is going to elevate some things in your life, you know, and things will just begin to fall into place. God is going to bless. Why? Because you believe the word of God. You know, if you believe the word, he say, you know, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel said that. And her cousin later said, you know, Elizabeth later said to Mary, he said, there shall be a performance of those things that were spoken to. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that were spoken to her by the angel of the Lord. And let me say to you, let me put it to you this way. Blessed is every one of you that believeth in here this morning, for there shall be a performance, a continuous performance of these things in your life. That's right. You'll be going from increase to increase. Did not God say at one time that I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing till there is not even enough room to receive it? That's called an anointing of increase. You know, you'll be flowing, you'll be increasing, and then you have to give it away, and then he'll give you more. Praise the Lord, you know. And if you know how to give it away, God will find a way to give it to you. That's right. You know, if you know how to give it away, God will find a way to give it to you. You know, so, you know, he will bring it to you. He will bless you. You will overflow to others. That's what it is. I'm not telling you to go give away everything you have, but the increase, you will overflow to others. Everything that God does is in overflows. He doesn't just do barely enough. You know, it's like my cup runneth over. First, your cup is full for yourself, and then it runs over to others. When your cup is full, it will run over. You know, and this is how to be a blessing. This is the river that flows through the house of God, that makes the house of God happy. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the house of God. Well, I'm going to ask my wife to pray over the room. We're getting ready to close. You know, and honey, just pray as the Lord leads you. And then we will close the room.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, what a day. What a day in the presence of the Lord. Oh, the Lord has sent his word. And great is the company that published it. And blessed are those that believe it. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told of them, to them. Even these words that have been declared unto them. Even as they declared unto themselves by faith. He said, blessed are you. And there shall be a performance of all the things that you desire in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time that we have been in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the declaration of the word of God. We thank you because your word is powerful. Oh, it is like a sharp arrow. It goes into the bones, into the marrows, into the navels, and it performs all the things that you have appointed it to perform. Lord, and it will not return unto you void. This word that we have spoken in our mouths will not return unto us void. It will perform everything, every detail of everything that we have spoken today. Lord, you have listened. The angels have listened. The Lord God himself has commanded the angels to carry out even the sound of his messenger. Lord, in the name of Jesus, at the voice of God, Lord, that this thing be performed unto us as we have believed. So we have spoken. Glory be to the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the man of God that has blessed us with so much faith, with so much word today. We ask, Lord, that you will increase him. Lord, that you increase his faith, you increase the word of God in his heart, that you will bless his heart, that you continue to be a blessing to the household of faith in the name of Jesus. And we bless everyone that has contributed one way or the other, either by testimony or by sharing, Lord, by the word of God. We pray, Lord, that the word of God will not depart from you. It will not depart from your mouth. It will not depart from your house in the name of Jesus. That your children will inherit even this heritage of the word of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Children are the heritage of the
Lord.
And the fruit of the womb is the reward. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you for the reward. For everyone that we have prayed for in this room.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless them with that fruit. Lord, you will not...
Jesus,
we bless you. We give you glory and honor and majesty. Let your name be blessed in all the earth, O Lord. Even we know as you listen to us here, you listen to so many groups praying to you at the same time.
Yes.
God, that is never tired. You are never weary. You are never sleepy. You are never
tired.
You sleep not. Brother, you are always awake.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory be to your name, Lord. We serve a mighty God. Mighty God that can multitask, that can do all things, that created the heavens and the earth. And he says, is there anything that is too much for me? There is nothing that is too much for me. Even as we have spoken to your ears today, so you can perform. As we have declared today, each and every one of that big declaration, whether in our hearts or in the chat room or by voice that is heard by everyone, we pray, Lord, that everything will be performed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all these things we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Listen. Here is your memory verse for today, and maybe my wife can post it in the chat. It's Numbers chapter 14 and verse 28. You know, that's our memory verse for today. I want you to go with that verse today and believe the Lord with it. And, you know, because here's what the Lord said. He said, look, as you have spoken in my ears, you know, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do.
Uh-oh, I'm so sorry about this, Doc.
Okay. All right. So as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. In their particular case, it was negative. You know, they spoke unbelieving things. So the Lord said, well, that's what I'm going to do. But it's true either way. If you speak positive things, the Lord said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. So for every one of you, that means also you have to speak it, right? Can't keep it in your heart. You have to speak it. As you have spoken and as you have spoken, so the Lord will do unto you. Grace, as you have spoken, so the Lord will do unto you. Mama, as you have spoken, so the Lord will do unto you. Aisha, as you have spoken, so the Lord will do unto you. Alexis, as you have spoken, so the Lord will do unto you. And Ify, as you have spoken, so the Lord will do unto you. Amen. Elisha and Anu, as you have both spoken, so the Lord will do unto you. Samantha, as you have spoken, so will the Lord do unto you. And Pearl, as you have spoken, so will the Lord do unto you. And Lady Ebon, as you have spoken,
Amen.
So will the Lord do unto you. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
The Lord is good. And all his the time. Mercy endureth forever. We're just coming up on 7 a.m. here in West Coast, on the West Coast of the United States. I know it's 10 a.m. on the East Coast and almost 3 p.m. in Nigeria already. You know, so you have a blessed day, and let's see what the Lord is going to do for us the rest of the day. We may come and do one more room today. I don't know yet. We'll see if the Lord allows it. But we have an event that we're going to be going to later on today. So we'll see how that goes. You know, but we will be back here by the grace of God in this, on this platform, in the mornings such as this. Our Saturday rooms will still hold whenever the Lord allows us to. The other platform, prayer platforms, Sarah's Daughter, so that my wife conducts at 7:30 a.m. on Eastern Time. It's a 15-minute powerful prayer segment for the families. If you are up, you know, join us for that. I decided to schedule this room after that, so there won't be a conflict. And then we will just see what the Lord will do for us, you know. So as you have spoken in the ears of the Lord today, so the Lord will do. But remember, again, don't forget, as you close this room, our theme scripture is the fire shall always be burning and let it never go out. So burn wood upon it every morning. That's why we're doing this in the morning. And God will be giving us here a little, there a little. Line upon line, preset upon preset, until we come to that fixed, glorious body from whence the wonders will be flowing. But the wonders may continue to flow from each of us in the mighty name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord that has been released upon you, go with you today and come back and give you you might even have a testimony as early as tomorrow. Come back and give your testimony. You might have a testimony as early as next week. Come back and give it. We're looking specifically for testimonies of increase, you know, and let's hear it. And I believe it's going to bless everyone that hears it. Go in the strength of the Lord, and peace and grace be unto everyone in Jesus' name. Now, we will be closing this room, and we hope to see you again when next we open a room. How do you get notified? Well, if it is under this club and you are following the club itself, House of Faith, you can do that by clicking that little greenhouse button or the House of Faith thing at the top. If you're following this house and the room opens under this house, then you will get notified. We may open another room under another platform. You know, you may not get notified if you are not following that platform, but if you are following the owner or leader of the room, if it's my room or my wife's room, if you are following us, then no matter which room we open, you will get notification. So we invite you to give a follow, and we'll stay connected that way and be blessed. We pray for you as you pray for us, and crown of glory and peace be upon everyone. Thank you all so much. Have a blessed day. This room will now close in five. I like to say this room will now self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. God bless you all. See you sometime again soon. Blessings.